Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. We are getting an update from Gold Bull Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC, and on the OTCQB under the symbol GBRCF. Shad and I are chatting with Sherry Leiden, the president and CEO of Gold Bull Resources. Now, Sherry, following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, July 21st, we have some drill results from the Sandman property. These drill results are at the North Hill and Silica Ridge areas, both in the northern part of this property. Now, we saw a mix of high grade, around 10 grams per ton, as well as some lower grade results between about half a gram to a gram per ton. And we saw some wider widths, a little bit over 15 meters for that lower grade, and around just under five meters for that higher grade material. Sherry, give us a little overview then here of the importance of these drill results as the company continues to release at least this phase two drill program.
Thank you, Corey. Well, the most significant aspect of these drill results are that they've been intersected outside of our current mineral resource. So in total, we've got about 500,000 ounces already defined at the Sandman project spread across four little deposits. And these intersects are all outside the resource. So that implies that the raw resource is growing in the right direction and that there is resource potential to extend the mineralization at a number of our deposits. Silica Ridge and North Hill is quite a sweet spot in the area because it's not only is it underexplored, but it's oxide up there as well. So that low grade of half a gram to 1 gram a ton tends to be rather amenable to heap leaching when it is in that oxide form. And we think there's excellent opportunity to really expand on that area.
Well, Sherry, another thing that stands out to me in the press release is that a lot of the wider intercepts, sometimes the market doesn't get it or they don't understand how that would fit into the economics in a deposit if it was to be an open pit. So maybe walk us through why it's important that you are seeing those wider widths in some of those drill holes.
And so for that low-grade material, the target is an open cut mine. And generally, if you've got a low strip ratio in that part of the world, around 0.5 grams a ton can work very nicely. But in order to have that low strip ratio, so much of the economics comes down to your mining costs and your extraction costs. So we're looking for those wide intervals so that we can have an economic deposit.
Sherry, just remind everybody where the resources stand on these two targets, because as you mentioned, these are outside of the known resource area. The company is or has the goal of growing its almost 500,000-ounce gold resource. How much of the resources are contained at North Hill and Silica Ridge?
Ballpark about 150,000 ounces each. And the beauty about North Hill is that none of our predecessors ever explored for the source of that mineralization. So we've got it, like we've literally got a hill of mineralization there at North Hill, same at Silica Ridge. They're outcropping deposits and nobody's like bothered to look for where's this gold coming from at depth. So we've got the low grade at surface and we've got some spectacular high grade intersections throughout both deposits, with very little focus on is there a boiling zone underneath, is there a bonanza zone, is there another sleeper that we're just missing. So we're also doing quite a lot of drill holes and geophysics looking for that potential source. So our targets are very much twofold. Like the first is expanding the known relatively low grade target, which is the target is essentially an open pit. And then we're also looking for those high grade zones where the conceptual target would be an underground tail that's been sort of the source of all this high grade mineralization.
Well, Sherry, you mentioned off mic when we were discussing the project the company was working on reassaying some of the drill holes where it was actually underreporting the high grade component. And you had mentioned that this informed your future drilling, that it's maybe dipping a different direction than you were expecting. And even some of these recent drill holes, when you find the high grade, how has that changed your view of where to drill and how to drill the deposit?
So a lot of our drilling is being influenced by recent geophysics that we conducted there, predominantly in the form of the 3DIP survey, which extended between Silica Ridge and North Hill. So we're certainly using geophysics. The lab results, we've got a different laboratory technique now to ensure that we're not underreporting that high grade component. And it turned out that the relatively lower grade component was quite uniform and wasn't being underreported, which was good news because the bulk of the resource is in that low grade component at the moment. So We've sorted out all the lab techniques. That was again reason for a small delay in our assay results. But now we're getting assay results through, and I'm expecting them about every 10 days moving forward.
Okay, so more consistency out of these drill results. Give us a bit more of an understanding, too, of what this phase two 5,000-meter program looks like, as the company, it is announced in here that you're done about two-fifths of it, just over 2,000 meters. 12 holes have been completed. What's the rest of this program looking like?
So we've currently got the rig on a friendly company's asset. It's currently going to Hog Ranch for 6 weeks and then coming back to our project. That allows us to get all our assay results back before we do the rest of the 3,000 meters. So we've strategically been working with Rex Minerals in sharing this RC drill rig back and forth between our projects. So we're maximizing our value, and we're drilling based on assay results rather than just based on visual results. So the rig will be back in 6 weeks. During that 6 week period, we're expecting several more batches of assay results. So there essentially is no stop in news flow during the break of the rig drilling. We get all the assay results and the rig is back there drilling our best targets for the next 6 weeks. So I'd expect drilling to continue into September, October. Then we'll be having more assay results into November and ideally a resource upgrade around Christmas time. And that's going to be based on this 5,000 meters of drilling, which is a mixture of resource extension drilling and also greenfields exploration drilling. And that's what I'm really excited about, some of these IP anomalies that have never seen a drill hole.
Can you give us a little bit more color on some of these fresh or greenfields exploration targets then?
Yeah, a lot of them are focused on a prospect that we're calling Midway. It's basically just in the middle of Silica Ridge and North Hill. And we've got some quite tantalizing resistivity anomalies, and they just seem to be linking up along strike of known mineralization in an area that's covered by sand dunes. So it's an area that the previous explorers avoided, and we like that avoidance. That's where we see the opportunities in exploring where there's cover, where there's never been a drill hole. Because we think if there is another sleeper, it's likely to be in those areas which are a little trickier to explore. Based on geology, you really have to base it on geophysics.
Okay, so some fresh targets getting tested too. But again, these results that we saw today expanding on the North Hill and Silica Ridge deposits, that can add some near-term ounces. But then also those new discoveries that you're looking for, that can also be the blue sky here. Quick update then, Sherry, how much cash does the company have to progress through this year?
We've got about $2 million, which is enough to see us through to the end of this drill program. And we're expecting hopefully more good assay results such as these, which build on our current resource base. Internally, my target goal is to try and find 1 million ounces at Sandman from the known resources this year. So the team's certainly working towards that goal. And most of these meters are basically trying to achieve that goal. So whether we do or not will come down to what the assays say and then, you know, what the resource geologist models. But that's certainly the goal we're working towards.
All right. Well, I will post a link to that press release below this interview so everyone can follow along. And if anybody has any follow-up questions for Sherry regarding any of the drilling going on or anything about these results, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Gold Bull Resources. We will be following up as some more news hits the market. Sherry, thank you for the update. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.